riding on the city of New Orleans. Illinois Central, Monday morning rain.
I'd like to welcome each and every one aboard. And we want to thank you for choosing Amtrak as your mode of transportation tonight.
Our train, the City of New Orleans, is the Amtrak version of the old Illinois Central train. It pulls out of Chicago on Tuesday night instead of Monday morning, with one car set aside for Arlo Guthrie, his musicians, crew, and family. They're headed for Kankakee, the second stop on a seven-city tour, following the train's route south to New Orleans. A performance at New Orleans' famed Tipitina's nightclub on December 17th will wind up Arlo's benefit tour to help local New Orleans musicians who lost their livelihoods when Hurricane Katrina closed the city down.
Those are the guys who I knew were going to have the toughest time of all. Not the pros who could go and sing somewhere else, but it's tough for them too, don't get me wrong, but especially for those guys who, you know, just wandering from place to place, from club to club, night to night, year after year. I mean, what's happening for those guys?
Arlo Guthrie says his inspiration for the tour came from a TV news report that Amtrak City of New Orleans train was resuming its service to New Orleans 5 weeks after the hurricane. As Arlo puts it, a light went on in his brain, illuminating a way to use his only top 40 hit to help some of the people hit hardest by Katrina.
And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets.
The song Arlo sings of a passenger train on its last legs was written by Steve Goodman, who drew on memories of riding the Illinois Central City of New Orleans during a short stint as a University of Illinois student in the 1960s.
Singing good morning, America, how are you? Hey, don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm the train they call a city of New Orleans.
Goodman, whose life was cut short by leukemia in 1984, was a part-time folk singer without a record contract when he wrote City of New Orleans in 1970. Arlo Guthrie's recording of it 2 years later became a hit, giving his friend Goodman the boost he needed to give up his day job and become a full-time singer and songwriter. Rich Warren, host of the folk music radio show The Midnight Special, and an early champion of Goodman, calls City of New Orleans the epitome of everything right and how to write a song.
It just hits the nail on the head, the specificity of the imagery and the poetry and the melody that you can't get out of your head, and the fact that the way it's sung, it feels like a rail, like you're going down the track on a train. There's this kind of forward motion in the song. And it just took somebody who understood it, like Arlo Guthrie, who had that kind of, I mean, his father sang a lot of train songs, for example. I mean, he had it in his blood. So I think it was a great coming together.
This train, bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train.
Arlo Guthrie sings a song by his father, Woody Guthrie, for reporters seeing him off at Chicago's Union Station. The family musical tradition has continued into a third generation, and Arlo's son and daughters are joining him on the tour. Anna Liza Guthrie and her sister Kathy run the family's Guthrie Foundation. Anna Liza says the foundation will channel proceeds from the benefit tour to other foundations, helping musicians and small music venues in New Orleans replace lost musical instruments and equipment.
My dad lost a house to a hurricane a year ago, and I live in Florida, and I've been hit 3 times in the last 2 years personally myself. And so when this hurricane hit, I was devastated because I knew that the very little bit that I went through was nothing compared to what some of these guys were going through.
Anna Liza and Kathy say the outpouring of support for the tour from the music industry has been overwhelming. But not everyone taking part is sure that the New Orleans music scene can ultimately be saved. Cyril Neville, youngest of the musical Neville brothers, was flooded out of his own New Orleans home. Now living in Austin, Texas, he says he's happy to donate his time and talent for part of Arlo's tour. But Cyril Neville says the New Orleans music scene, for all its legendary fame, was in poor shape to begin with.
The situation as far as musicians in New Orleans was concerned was a joke. People, thought there was a New Orleans music scene, but there really wasn't. you know, and basically you worked two times a year, Mardi Gras Jazz Fest, and that was it.
Neville says only a very few musicians could find full-time work in New Orleans without going on the road. And he says the real wellspring of New Orleans' musical culture, its poor African-American neighborhoods, are the ones hardest hit by the flooding and least likely to be rebuilt. Arlo Guthrie takes a more optimistic view. The folk singer says helping the local musicians of New Orleans is key to the city's revival. And his benefit tour is just a start.
And if we help those, and those guys are back playing in the clubs, there'll be tourists on the street. If there's tourists on the street, they'll need hotel rooms and stuff to eat, and they'll be needing people to work in all of those places. And those people that work are going to need to live somewhere, and there's going to have to be schools for their kids and an infrastructure to support them. And so the best way I thought we could help target the whole area would be to get the music back, because if that happens, there's a whole string of events that just follow from that.
Arlo Guthrie says his City of New Orleans tour is aimed at helping the struggling musicians he calls the backbone of the music industry in a city he says is the source of American music's worldwide popularity. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
One more time, good night, America.
Good night, America, how are you? Hey, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.